Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Feral Audio.
2, 3, 4.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Sea lice? Have you been checked for sea lice?
Well, no, I've been checked for both head lice and sea lice.
Land lice, air lice, and sea lice?
Mm-hmm.
Did you check for air
by
lice?
By land, air, or by sea.
I think you can get air lice if you fly to Los Angeles. You get them in the air.
I think they get chewed up in the
I'm not sure that's
engines
accurate.
Of the airplane.
I'm not sure that's an accurate thing. I don't think air lice is a thing, but sea lice apparently is a thing.
No, no, no.
It's been making...
Paratroopers used to die because of air lice. A guy would jump out of an airplane, and then before he hit the ground, he'd be completely skeletonized. It would be like piranhas.
Unless he rubbed hummus on himself.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It's
carrots. If they had a carrot, he
it's
had to
a
eat
multi.
A carrot.
It's a multi-purpose. Oh, are you saying that vegetarianism always prevents murder?
Yes.
I am not saying that.
No, I think you are. I think we're gonna go outfit each of our soldiers with a pint of hummus.
Well,
and
look,
if meat
is murder, then vegetables are
hummus is life.
Hummus is life.
Right?
Yeah,
that's right. Well, welcome everybody to this Danny and Mike minisode.
Fuck Morrissey.
Wow. There you go. We just
right off the bat.
Love you, Chris Gethard. Fuck Morrissey.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Big fan.
Yeah. Well, you better apologize to Thomas Lennon too while you're at it. Also a large Morrissey fan.
He doesn't particularly dingle me.
Who did you mention?
He
doesn't dangle me.
That's a dangle. That's
a good one. Who did you mention today that was the John Lennon of? Was that you? Maybe Edmund?
The John Lennon of airports is Liverpool International Airport. It's John Lennon Airport, actually. That's what it's called.
No, there was some sort of review or something. Somebody was the John Lennon of something, and it's completely... well, I guess I should have looked it up because I don't know what it is now.
Good job, Jeremy.
I thought for sure you guys would know what I was talking about.
So blank is the John Lennon of blank, and we're supposed to pick that up and run.
Blank is the John Lennon of blank.
Maybe it was Edmund I was talking to, our good buddy who was also in L.A. with us. We're in L.A., fellas. Los Angeles.
Here we are.
That's great.
We're in a studio much bigger than the one we normally pod in.
I don't know. It just doesn't have a sectional couch, so it seems roomier.
It might be the same size, actually.
Maybe a little smaller.
It's much cooler.
For the listener, there is much less desperation in here than in Jeremy's second bedroom.
And less vintage signery.
Yeah, there's
signage.
It definitely looks like there's been less pleading going on in this room.
It's lacking late 80s, early 90s CDs and comic books
and paneling.
Yeah.
But I mean, the foam is the same.
Same, exactly
it's
the same.
Same exact foam. So
really nice.
I think that foam is off gassing right now, killing us all.
So yeah, we're potting from beautiful Los Angeles. We're here to do a show and to do a bunch of potting, and we're staying by the beach, which is a beautiful thing, unless someone's from LA and you tell them that, and then you are a living human piece of
right.
shit.
Right. You learn very quickly when you are from out of town and you choose to stay on the West Side who your real friends are.
People don't like
and
it.
None of them.
And the answer is nobody.
I don't have any friends in Los Angeles.
Well, my friends are the air lice, the land lice, and the sea lice that have been living on my precious bodily fluid since I got here to California.
Much like Michael, who lives off of my blood.
It's the only thing that keeps me drinking Dan Tamborelli's blood. It's also meant that I haven't had to buy pot in 10 years.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It also means that I can't donate blood.
to kids,
yeah,
specifically.
No. Just
to...
Yeah, any kids.
Yeah, yeah. That's all.
Because they recognize my blood. They're like,
your blood.
Was your blood on a Nickelodeon show?
Mike's blood smells like Otto's jacket.
Good call.
Good Simpsons ref, and you're wearing a Simpsons shirt today, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, I appeared on another Feral Audio product called the Simpsons Podcast earlier today, and it was a lot of fun.
Very cool.
We're really doing a lot of casting out there.
A lot of casting.
Less potting, more casting.
But I think...
P-casting.
Tomorrow, I think we might do a beach day.
Tomorrow
what do you think
is
about
a
that?
Beach day.
Michael?
Yeah, I look forward to that. And there's also my friend's restaurant in Seal Beach called Finbar's Italian Kitchen.
Very nice.
That we could go to.
Very nice.
Right off the water.
That's cool. And do they have beach-themed drinks and food and oysters and
dolphin
meat?
To tell you the
truth,
I haven't been there in probably 8 years.
Oh,
did you say dolphin meat?
I
no, it's not
that.
A Japanese restaurant.
No, but there's dolphin fish, and people get really mad if people
have
see
you had butterfish?
And they don't... Sometimes restaurants don't put fish in front of dolphin.
Right.
They just expect you to know... That no way in hell would we actually be serving dolphin.
Like, what the
but
hell is
really
tuna? I want tuna fish. What the hell is tuna?
Right. And then they're like, well, we have dolphin tonight. And I was like, really? You guys have dolphin? That's messed up. And
you
I'm
know,
gonna
you can
get up and leave right now.
You can get whale in Norway and in Japan. You can get whale meat. No
yeah,
problem.
I
think I figure in Iceland as well,
but
like I've not been there.
I would consider eating it in Norway, but I wouldn't eat it in Japan.
You look like the type of guy who goes to...
Because they have those boats that just suck
Iceland.
Up whales.
I would love to, actually.
The suck boats?
Yeah, the whale suck boats, you know?
Oh, God. It's just such a popping sound.
I've been watching this. This has nothing to do with whales, but it does have a lot to do with sharks. And we've been watching the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, God.
And there's been two shark movies back-to-back. Which I can't remember the name.
Two Sharknado movies.
Yeah, it's called Sharknado
back.
One
it's not,
and
nope,
Two.
It's not Sharknado. It's like it's.
Oh yeah,
Revenge
I saw it.
Of the Sharks.
I saw it.
I
it was so weird.
It
they look like the wives from Fury Road. They're all in cages, and then a whole bunch of sharks are swimming out towards them.
And they control
and then,
the sharks.
And then I walked away from the TV because
it's
I'm better
not,
than
that. It's not. Literally, I was trying to come to the studio today, and Edmund was like, "No, you should stay and watch." Our buddy Edmund's in town, and he...
Thanks for not listening to...
Yeah, I had
Edmund's.
To literally peel myself away, because it's so bad.
Jeremy, you sleep on your stomach. Why is that?
I don't think I feel like you just caught me walking, but we're staying in a very intimate rental.
But it's a rental that is close to Jeremy in my heart.
Right, right.
It's also close to the Pacific Ocean.
It's very close to the
and
Pacific Ocean.
And that's a big selling point for us.
We've not, I haven't seen the
Look,
ocean
as
yet.
As people who come from New York to
as
here...
As people who come from pale families, the beach is wasted on me.
Well, it isn't. It's not wasted on me. We have the same complexion. I have skill tactics. Like, I wear a t-shirt.
Oh, right.
That worked when you were 12,
no,
dude. That doesn't work
an
anymore.
Adult.
No.
Yes, it does.
What? You're in the pool, and everyone's like, who's
no,
that guy with the
no,
t-shirt
no,
on?
No, I don't
That
no,
was for man boob reasons,
no,
though.
No, I don't do that. I just don't sit out on the beach without my shirt on. If I'm going in the water, I take the shirt off, because I have sunblock on underneath the shirt, so that I can go run around and swim in the ocean without a shirt on for about 12 to 17 minutes, depending on how long it takes for my body to tell me that I've already been burned.
Or the sunburn to wash off, yeah.
Through the suntan lotion.
It's not easy.
So your method is...
Sunblock, not suntan lotion. I would never use suntan lotion.
It's wasted on you.
I'm a bronzer.
No.
I've thought about using bronzer on my legs, and I'll tell you why.
In the summer, you feel
why
like a goat.
Why on earth would you do that?
In a summer, sometimes people say, oh, excuse me, miss, to him, and they don't understand.
No.
What? No.
I mean, once in a while. No, but the I've thought about it because my legs don't tan, and I have this leg thing anyway.
Right,
we've talked about before.
You need them to gain.
You know what, first of all,
they need to not be translucent.
You don't need to worry about your legs. Your legs are just fine. And if you feel weird about it, maybe
look at his legs.
My legs are great.
I'm saying, look at if you feel
calves,
if you're feeling weird about
my
your
calves
legs.
Are the best part of my body, man.
Okay.
Everybody loves them.
Okay.
I get
did your mommy tell you that?
I get compliments on my calves.
Did
from
your mommy tell you
fucking
that?
Strangers when I'm wearing
get
shorts.
Get the fuck out of here! Oh, that was me. No, that was me. That wasn't strangers.
No,
I know
you.
You
were just one person.
Yeah, right.
Dude, I'm telling you, that is a real legit thing. Anyway, what I want to do for you is get some leg stencils, and we'll get a little bit of streaks and tips. Black streaks and tips.
No, we should do the veins. We should do the veins like Mrs. Beardsley Don't Tread on Pete. You know, that episode you never saw.
No, I saw it.
Jeremy has another 5 years before we start drawing varicose veins on his legs.
Five?
Whoa. Yeah.
Good Lord.
But between now and then, we'll just have a nice little, leg hair stencil that we can streak in tips, so then you'll feel good about it.
I don't think that's going to do it. I appreciate the effort you're putting into this.
I'm just saying, I thought that you know, because we could use gray streaks and tips, so they don't, like, look super pronounced.
No, do the opposite. We'll just do just for men on your legs.
What if I just do red?
Your leg hair.
And as a tribute to Michael and Danny.
Your leg hair is bare.
You know, Dan, I think your hair is redder in the front than it is in the back.
Well, because it's a party in the front.
You wipe front to back.
Oh, and man.
No, it is. If you turn... Now, look at the... Now, Dan, just turn around and look at the back of his head. Look at the back of his head. Dan, turn around.
For the listener...
Isn't his hair brown or back there?
The back of his hair is dark brown.
Isn't his hair brown or back there?
The front of his hair is a...
It's coming from a man who all he does is lighting for a living should understand the concept of there's light here, so the front of my head looks more red than the back.
I looked at you in various types of light. I've subjected myself to looking to you.
It's not accurate. It's not an accurate thing, particularly because I've been wearing my king's hat most of the time I've been here, so the back of my head would actually probably be more red than the top because it's getting more sun attention.
I'm confused. I haven't seen you getting any sun.
Did you bronze your did you
what
bronze
do you mean? We've been walking down the street. I get sun walking down the street.
From the car to the bar.
From the car to the bar, from the driveway to the house.
From the cradle to the grave.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom.
And now
we're here.
We're red on the front.
I insulted someone on Twitter once because they were talking shit about me, and I engaged. And one of the things I said was that
my calves were considered a dry.
I told them that they wiped front. I said they probably wiped front to back, and that was
there's nothing wrong with that. You got to wipe front to back. You don't wipe back to front.
That's what I meant. I meant back to front.
Oh, like the song.
Sorry.
Like the song.
Like the song. Yes. What does it?
Keep the river on your right and you'll never be wrong.
I'll take the low and you'll take the high.
When they go high, we go low. No. When they go low, we go high.
I just thought it was funny that was like, I was so angry at this person that that's what I thought would anger them, and I was right.
You're a back-to-front wiper.
They wrote back, and they're like,
I've never had a UTI in my life. I am so upset right
so
now.
Mad. They were so mad. I don't think it's that, someone told me that I wiped back to front, I would have laughed.
I would have been like, what are you doing in my bathroom? That's what I would have said.
And my business is mine and mine alone.
Exactly.
Thank you.
the way I wipe is none of your business. The way I wipe is one of those beautiful. The way I wipe.
It's one of those beautiful natural pauses.
That's what
the
I'm
way
saying,
I wipe is just the way I wipe.
There's nothing better than a wipe conversation to completely put the brakes on.
How about to make a clean slate?
Okay,
hey,
Michael.
Now.
What do you do with that slate?
Four guys.
You wipe it clean.
Four guys, three beds, one toilet.
One air mattress.
One holy air mattress.
All right.
Yeah, why don't you tell the listeners?
Ten solo cups.
Ten solo cups.
We got four towels.
One set of matches in the bathroom.
Yeah,
six,
someone's gotta go.
Six steps from the deck to the backyard.
Yep. It's cozy. It's sort of like the LA version of our pod spot. So it's a little cozy, but we love it. And yes. We got in on Wednesday.
That would be like that if we could crawl out the windows of the pod studio into your front courtyard.
Yeah, there's way more
death trap.
There's way more outside exits.
Yeah, a lot more outdoor space here. California in general has a lot more outdoor space.
Right.
I'm holding it up next to New York in front of me right now, and California seems bigger. Just, ballpark, you know?
Well, the plan was to get an air mattress for our buddy. Right, so he could have a very nice.
And you did get one.
Yeah, we did. We did get one from the owner, and at about 4:30 in the morning, I hear Edmund or somebody waking me up saying some sort of weird sound
guttural
effect, Jeremy
guttural language
or something. Yeah,
yeah.
And he was sleeping on the floor at that point on the concrete. So it had deflated to the point where his body was hitting the floor. And I was so confused when I woke up. I didn't know what he was asking or
you
what was going on.
You tucked into a defensive ball, right?
So I was just like, it wouldn't process like what he's asking.
Don't hurt me, don't hurt me.
I was like trying to figure out how to fix the air. In my head, I was like, well, how do we fix this air mattress? And the simple solution is just like, you know, I guess we're going to have to share this bed. So it took him to suggest that to be like, and then I was like, oh yeah, that's probably the easiest thing. It's 4:30 in the morning.
2 days later.
Here's the thing. He wanted you to say that.
2 days later, the group zeitgeist is amazing. This morale we have is just.
It's well, cute.
There's two times where that first night where we both turned at the same time and we ended up looking eye to eye, which is funny. Yeah. And a little awkward.
You know.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that with your wife.
We told you. Yeah.
Because then there's conversations to be had.
No, it's just, it's worse when it's your friend. It's not as bad when it's your significant other, but it's always bad when you're both asleep facing each other and you're breathing on each other.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
So
I just
much.
Don't want, I don't make me breathe in your carbon dioxide right away. Yeah. Let it go around the room once before it feeds my plants. And that's why we spoon. That is why we spoon.
Right.
So that we don't have to breathe each other's air.
And I told you once, and I'll tell you again until
and by we I mean all humans.
Before we buy either a twin mattress for him or Venman just wants to keep sleeping with you.
I think you guys could probably keep it up for a couple more days.
I think you can keep it up for a couple days.
What's
$40 worth to Mike's and mine enjoyment of watching you guys sleep together?
Yeah, we get to watch you guys sleep together.
And not even a queen bed. It's like a full bed. It's not, I mean...
You know what they call that? You know what they call a full mattress?
What?
They call it a matrimonial.
It's a matrimonial.
It's a matrimonial.
Because there's just enough room for snuggling and not enough room for everyone else.
To be separate.
But I told you need to...
Buy him dinner.
Jen's down or Jen's out.
And then maybe that's why I was sleeping face down.
Jen's out.
Here's the thing.
Jen's down. Jen's out.
Thank you. So I think the...
Jen's down.
Jen's out.
Yeah, that's what sort of until the two times where we rolled over and
you made eye contact and all of a sudden it was Jen's up and in.
Okay. You have to know where you're sleeping, so you have to know that you cannot... If he's on your...
On first.
Right side.
Let's just say there's no hard and fast rules.
Okay.
No, there is.
Here's the thing about the longevity.
You can't be everywhere. You know what I mean? You can't be in the bathroom watching me wipe front to back and check if this guy is spooning.
Here's what I can say about keeping this up, and I'll say this.
Viagra. Cialis for daily use.
I'll say this. It's one thing to be woken up... 4:30 in the morning with one of your good friends saying, I need a place to sleep. That's something that most friends would be like, yeah, come on, no problem. It's a whole nother thing.
When he's holding two Coronas
together
like this.
With a friend who, so this is not only like getting into bed clothes, talking, but like laying down next to one another.
Yeah, we want to talk about this
in the
morning.
It's completely different.
Okay, good conversation. Yeah.
And let me tell you, it got a little awkward.
What, like?
Well, it's like if it's like, not an emergency situation.
No, but what if you were like, Edmund? Yeah, Jeremy? I had a good time tonight. So did I. I'll see you in the morning. Yeah, I reckon so. I'd love to have pancakes in the morning. I imagine you would.
But unfortunately, all we have is peanut butter puffins.
You guys did not eat my cereal this morning.
No.
You're fucking dead.
Because nobody else drinks cow's milk in this world but Mike motherfucking Moon.
I drink it.
That's not true, man. I don't like getting thrown under this milk bus, man.
It was a truck. If it's a bus, it's a milk truck.
I said it as a joke. And then Jeremy thought it was fun to tweet out.
Well, there's
no
proof of
that. And then I started getting... Yeah, of course there is.
Mike could have done it. He has access.
He was watching me the whole time. I was wiping the entire time so I couldn't have been tweeting.
Mike didn't do it. And I don't like and appreciate all the people that were telling me that I drink skim milk because I said, I just don't drink fucking milk, period.
Oh, shit.
Okay? If there's milk in food that I eat, that's fine. Cheese?
Like milk bars or milk stout?
That's my feeling with eggs. Like, I eat it if it's in something.
If it's in something, it's cool.
What about a deviled egg?
I haven't had a glass of milk since I was 12 years old. It's not going
to
happen.
Dude, I'm going to go home and have a glass of milk just to show you up.
That's disgusting. I don't know.
Why?
I do it now.
Because I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You got some chocolate chip cookies coming your way. No, and you have a chocolate chip cookie. In the world, you have a chocolate chip cookie. You say you have a chocolate chip cookie. Okay, I'm having a chocolate. I'm chewing on it. Okay. Okay, this is good. Okay. I'm ready to swallow.
There's milk in it.
No. But what could make that better?
You wash that damn cookie down with some cow milk.
That's
what are you going to wash it down with? Zima?
I don't care about
that. What are you going to wash it down with?
I don't really
know. What are you going to wash it down with?
Milk?
Eden soy?
Sorry.
Give me a break.
Honestly, I was like that for a while.
I'll dump, almond milk on top of it.
Really?
Almond milk is good, man. I don't care. Cashew milk, also good.
This is the nut board has gotten to Danny. Nuts are big business in California, you realize. Nuts to grains, very big business.
Milk is amazing, and I'll go right to coconut.
What about hemp milk? So this morning there was a hemp milk box.
Hemp milk, I'd drink that too.
Ugh, I don't know how that's made.
I made a lot of hemp milk this weekend, but my hands got so sticky. I just got the rub.
I think about how milk affects me with my stomach and how it feels. I also don't like the way I get phlegmy and mucousy, so I don't need it. I don't get a bad feeling, and I don't get mucousy from anything that's not cow related.
Okay, your anti-milk stance has been noted. Jeremy, why do you hate about eggs?
It gives me GERD. No, I
don't know that.
I know. I think it's along the lines of the same vegetarian crap where it's like, I don't know. I used to love eggs. I used to love, my mom would make, take a piece of bread,
toad
put butter.
Toad in the hole.
And I would love that. But for whatever reason, later in life, I just stopped. And I stopped with the cow's milk for a long time until I started drinking coffee again. And now it's like every morning I have a cow's milk. So
you have a little bit of milk in your coffee.
Just not my thing.
Or you have a cup of milk.
It's a whole lot of milk with a little espresso. Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Why? Why is that weird?
It's not. I just don't drink coffee.
Yeah, you're sort of on the anti-coffee board as far as I can tell.
Can't stand coffee. Yeah. It just smells so disgusting.
I just like the ritual, too, of going to a coffee shop and seeing people in the morning, being ignored
by beautiful women. I totally get it.
Yeah. Saying, I would like the
rich, successful, beautiful women having nothing to do with you, looking at their own laptops. I love it.
But they have to be nice. They don't.
No, baristas do not have to be nice. That's part of the gimmick of being a barista, so you can sort of be an asshole.
I don't think so.
I worked as a barista for many, many years.
And you're a fucking asshole.
Oh, my God, Jesus. I'm leaving this podcast to this mini feeling very good. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Why don't you drink some milk?
I'm going to go bronze my legs.
Yeah, bronze your legs, you pale fuck.
Look, I'm going to have osteoporosis, it's on my terms.
I already have it.
Okay?
Why don't you just take supplements?
I mean, I can. So I'm saying, who needs cow's milk when you have supplements and other things that can?
I think it would be good to have a cow. I think it'd be good to have a cow. I remember looking at this bull in Amsterdam. No, outside of Amsterdam, when my friend was getting married, she got married at this this bed and breakfast that there was like a field next door outside of Amsterdam, and there was this one cat bull that was just trying to get it on with all the cows, and we named him Whiteface because that was his coloring. And he was just like, these cows would just be standing there eating, and he'd sneak up behind him and get up the gumption and be like, okay, here comes the old front legs. They're getting up. And then the lady cow would just walk away. And Whiteface would be like, dang. And then you watch it. It's like the bar at the end of the night. He sort of like gathers his nerve again and casts that eye around. And he's like, oh, okay, there's another lone cow eating. And he walked over there. And
I could learn a lot from
this. Yeah, so we're leaning on like fence posts in like a suit and a dress. We're going, go, Whiteface, get her. And he ambles over there. He's not the youngest, spryest bull. And he gets up there, and two legs up, I'm getting over the back. And she's chewing and she walks away. And Whiteface did not get none before we had to go in and watch a wedding. Yeah.
Well,
that's a shame.
That is a shame.
I hope Whiteface is doing better with the ladies these days.
Yeah, that was 2014, so I think he's probably
dead.
Steaks. He could be soccer shoes and steaks by now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll dedicate this mini episode
to Whiteface,
to the old horny cow,
the horny bull,
horny bull.
Horny Amsterdam-y bull.
Yeah, Whiteface the bull. Gentlemen, what's your? You're at Danny at D Tamborelli. You're at Michael C Marona. I'm at Remy Balin.
So. And we're all collectively at Danny and Mike with the "and" spelled out.
That's correct. So give us a look-see. And thanks for listening to our episode about milk and cows in
calves
Prague or
yeah
Prague.
There you go, there.
Prague.
I mean Amsterdam.
Talking about Prague.
Yeah, he was
Amsterdam.
Thinking of, you know why? Jeez. He was thinking about that bone church, the plague church.
Maybe we'll pod from there.
You know, we could make a Bratislava sandwich that would be so good with a little bit of mustard and some sauerkraut.
Okay, that's what we're going to do, listeners.
Mike doesn't eat mustard, though, so I don't understand why he always...
brings mustard to things.
Always, I bring mustard.
He Jeremy mustard. Doesn't, but Jeremy doesn't eat Bratislava, so it's okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Let's get out of here.
Bye.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin. The podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.